This podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of spoken word entertainment. Get a free audiobook download of your choice when you sign up today. Log on to audiblepodcast.com/lost for details. From Raleigh, North Carolina, it's the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. A podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I am Jack.
And welcome to the Thursday edition.
Was I finished?
Well, it's not my fault you like really extended that.
Whatever.
To the Thursday edition of the Lost Podcast. How are you, Jack?
I was fine up until a minute ago. Someone stepped on my line. Johnny Carson would never do that. You, sir, are no Johnny Carson.
Never said I was. Never claimed to be.
Ho!
hope everybody's doing well out there and still in our, was this still our first month or like month and a half of
I think we're down. Hiatus? We're down to like 8 months left.
actually, some news on the Comic-Con front.
They've canceled Comic-Con.
The Lost panel will be at 11 a.m. on Saturday.
So that means I'll be at line at 10:30 a.m. and I'll guaranteed to have a seat, right?
Maybe. No.
No, you should get there early.
Yep. Also, our panel is at 2 o'clock the same day in room 24A.
24A.
Yes. So
is that a bigger room?
No, it isn't.
Why didn't you try to get a bigger room?
I did try, and I guess they just didn't feel that we needed it. Even though I showed them pictures how we packed it and we're overpacked last time.
Haven't they heard about your ego?
But actually,
it was in all the papers.
We just decided it'd be fun to do a live podcast from Comic-Con.
Yes, live.
It's going to be Thursday, July 23rd, and it should be a good time. And we'll have more details.
Well, now you're saying it's going to be a good time. You're putting a lot of pressure.
What, on you?
On anybody.
If you're as great as you say you are, it shouldn't be that hard, right? No?
No, I don't know.
Why are you so quiet over there?
I'm scared. I'm nervous. Okay.
But so we are going to have our panel on Saturday at Comic-Con, and that is from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock after the last panel at 11 o'clock.
I'm amazed they've announced it so early.
Well, we knew ours pretty early.
No, not ours. I'm saying the Lost panel.
Why is that? Why
usually
are you
it's like the last week or so.
Well, they haven't said the special guests or anything yet, but it says Damon Lindelof, Carlton Cuse, and special guest.
Yeah, so we don't know who the special guests are. So don't send any emails asking us who the special guests are. We don't know.
If we even if we did know, we wouldn't tell you.
Really? You wouldn't tell?
Nah. I don't know. I'm just
that's
joking.
Just rude.
But ours will be room 24A.
I would tell.
And we will have more details about our live podcast from Comic-Con as they arrive.
Maybe they'll have Dead Lock in a box.
All right, so Jack, we have a lot of feedback. So what do you say we get into that?
Do it.
All right, here we go.
Listener feedback.
All right, so listener feedback time. We have a lot of feedback to get into. If you guys remember last episode, the Lock Flock, Jack and I had a heated debate on Locke and his purpose on the show. So people have taken both sides, I think.
You keep saying that.
They have. I have an email right here saying, gasp, Jack is wrong on this one.
But read the whole thing.
And there was plenty of tweets.
I searched high and wide and far and long and couldn't find an email that defended you.
Yeah.
You kept telling me, I think it's 50-50. I go, well, I don't know what you're reading, but it's not 50-50.
Well, in the end, I will be vindicated. That's all I got to say. The Lock Flock will be vindicated.
The Lock Flock is just crazy. The two of you guys out there are crazy.
All right, so Jack, let's get into a first set of phone calls. We've got three phone calls.
Do it.
And
I'm sure they all agree with you, right?
Well, we'll have to find out. Here we go.
Hey, guys, this is Fred over here in California. And In-N-Out does rule, first of all. But other than that, Jack, I'm totally with you with the John not being the leader thing. One of the things people seem to miss is that they keep saying that the island moved because the Losties or the Six left the island. Not true. The island moved or started doing the skipping thing because John didn't follow through on what he was told to do, which was to move the island. And what happens when he actually moves the island? It stops skipping. So if he would have done that initially and moved the island when he was supposed to do it, that skipping thing would have never happened. I'm just saying. Let me know what you guys think.
Hey, Jane Jack, it's Phil from Gainesville, Florida. Love the podcast. So I heard a couple episodes ago you guys were talking about how did Esau, or whatever you want to call him, get Locke's memories and stuff. And I was thinking about it, and I'm watching the seasons over again, and how did Jack, or the, whoever was in Christian's body in the first and second season, and more later towards the where we are now, how did he know that he was Jack's father? Because if you think Jack was you know, watching him and seeing him, and it wasn't for a while that anybody else saw him. So maybe they do have everybody's memories when they come onto the island. Just a theory. All right. Keep it up, guys.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Dharma Dave in Nashville, Tennessee. Hey, I had a quick thought about Jacob and the Deadwood guy. I was thinking, you know, the reason that they can't kill each other is because perhaps they're each other's constant. I don't know if that has come up in any of the chats I've listened to, but I thought maybe that was a possibility. Anyway, I love y'all's podcast. Keep up the great work. And, yeah, talk to you later.
All right, thank you for those calls.
So what do you think? That's the deal? He can't kill him because he's...
That's interesting. I think it'd be nice to throw a call back to Desmond and Faraday being constants.
But the only problem, if he finally solved the loophole and was able to kill him or have someone kill him, wouldn't that end up killing him because now he wouldn't have a constant?
Well, maybe the finding the loophole was ending the need for a constant.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Possibly.
I like that.
All right.
So what do you think, Phil, Deadwood guy, how is he getting it? How'd they get Christian Shepherd's memory? Because maybe they already have it, or maybe it's like Miles who can
read. Yeah, I mean, I don't really want to place a theory on how they obtain this information because I'm just not sure that's how it works.
Coward.
I'm not a coward. I don't want to say,
you were a coward?
They suck their minds out of their brains and then absorb them into themselves. That's...
So they think that they already have their what's going on ahead of it. But we always...
Well, it just seems to me like Christian's working on Esau's behalf.
Or like we've
maybe.
Seen before, we saw in the last episode, Jacob was going around visiting people. Maybe he went around and visited Christian Shepherd.
And got sucked all of his memories out of his head?
Maybe he did that ahead of time. Maybe that's what he was doing.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know. I mean, it's either that or they use Smokey because we've seen the smoke monster, you know, look into their memories.
That could be it.
Because when we saw first time we saw the smoke monster, when it was scanning Echo and we saw bits of memories inside the smoke monster.
Now, do you think with Echo, because, you know, the actor wanted to leave the show, that his character would have changed? Maybe he would have been the one that would have been the patsy?
Yeah, it's a good question because, I mean, the way they set up Locke and Echo from the start was they're kind of like these two battling sides.
Right. So
and it would have been interesting to see.
That maybe they had to switch it around. Okay, Locke isn't going to be the superhero at the end. That we're going to make Echo be the leader because he has a killing. That's in his blood. That's what he's done before.
But even then, I mean, maybe it was supposed to be not just Locke. Maybe it was supposed to be Echo and Locke pitted against each other, maybe.
Well, you got to wonder, how did the story change?
Mm-hmm.
Because he wanted to leave
Edward
the show.
Left, yes. Yeah. I mean, it's a really good question.
And Harold Perrineau, he wanted to leave Lost too.
And that's like
how did that change Walt's character?
He didn't want to leave.
No, I thought he wanted to leave.
No, I think he wanted like a raise.
Okay, for some reason he was written out of the show.
What? And when he got killed off in the fourth season?
No, in the season after season 2.
2? Because in season 2 he was made like a guest star almost and he didn't get paid per episode, whether or not he was in it or not, and that was his argument.
So, but then, did that affect Walt's character though?
Don't know. Because I mean, it's like one of those questions. A good question to ask when the show is over, and they can just the creators can open up on what their plan.
That's how we change it. Because what about? I know a lot of people have said the plane crash happens. This and that.
Uh huh.
I don't know if we have a call on that. I think there might have been a call out there. I don't know if you're playing it or not. But people are saying, well, the plane crash happens. Everybody comes off the plane. There's no way Walt can come off the plane unless they've already filmed it.
Why would... Oh, because he's a child?
He's a...
That's a good point. Or they can probably, like, CG it or something like that.
I don't know. Maybe they've already filmed it.
If they already filmed it, then that shows that they, you know, had a plan.
I think they have had
a plan. They had that. Well, I mean, like,
I don't think they're lazy, like some have said.
Uh-huh.
I think they've had a plan.
I'm not. I didn't say they are lazy. I said if it went that route, I think that would be lazy writing.
So again, I don't think they're lazy. I think they already had a plan. Now, Fred uh-huh. said he likes In-N-Out.
Yes,
I've been having a Twitter war with this.
You, I mean, you, I think you're the only one. Like, I no, think there's no, some people on my side in the lock debate, but you're like the only one that doesn't like In-N-Out.
I've had several people back me on the In-N-Out.
When you say several people, it's one person.
At least three. But he agrees with me that Locke was, you know, Locke, if he would have moved the wheel like he was supposed to, they never would have been skipping through time.
But
he let Ben do it, and Ben screwed up.
But can you blame Locke for that? It's like, oh, I'm supposed to be the leader, so you go do that, and I'm going to leave this because you're not. Because you don't come back when you do
Ben
this.
Did, Locke did not do what he was supposed to do. Locke did it his way.
Well, in all fairness, Esau told him or Tristan was kind of vague. Like, they didn't give specific details.
You need to move the wheel. You need to move the island.
You need to move the island. And then Ben didn't know any way to do
it. Ben goes, no, you stay here. I'll go do it.
No, okay. No. Listen. Listen now. Listen now, you're here.
Ben goes, I'm going off the island to get some In-N-Out. You stay back here.
Well, no. He didn't tell him how to do it or what to do. So they went to Ben, and Ben knew the answer. So that kind of sets up, oh, well, Ben knows what he's supposed to do.
You know what? It's not that difficult. Oh, I just have to turn this wheel. Okay. How hard is that?
Because Ben said once you put, you're never coming back.
And Locke being selfish.
No, Locke said, oh, well, I thought I was supposed to be the leader here.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't want to leave the island. I love the island.
Well, that answer, I think, is not completely defined yet, so I don't think it's fair to pin that on Locke just yet.
Whatever, Locke flock follower. Oh, we have a Twitter account. It's Jay and I came up with this great
idea.
Oh,
yeah.
Follow Locke.
Follow Locke.
On Twitter.
At Twitter, so you can follow that.
Yes.
If you want to follow Locke.
Right. It was our idea, right?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Actually, I think it was mostly my idea, and I was like, hey, Jack. And then you said, oh, that's a very great idea.
Yeah, and so I went up and set it up right away.
Yeah.
Great idea.
You know, sometimes we come up with really great ideas on our own.
Every now and then.
Yeah, completely on our own. All right, so, Jack, what do you say we get the next set of calls here?
Do it.
All right, here we go.
Hey, guys, it's Mo. Number one, thanks for your show. Number two, why do you guys keep talking about Locke coming back to life? We've been told that dead is dead, and what's done is done. Why couldn't dead Locke be from a different timeline, and a live Locke be from a previous timeline? Let me know what you think, and keep up the good work.
Hey, Jay and Jack, it's John from Cape Girardeau, Missouri. I just have a theory about where this show could possibly be going at this point. It's not really a theory, just like a thought. So we basically established that Rose and Bernard are Adam and Eve, or we assume that anyway. But here's the thing. Whenever we see Adam and Eve's corpses in the first season, way back in the House of the Rising Sun episode, Jack says that it takes 40 or 50 years for clothing to degrade like that. So I'm wondering, and the last time we saw Rose and Bernard was in 1977, so that would make it 27 years from 1977 to 2004. So there's like still a 13-year gap. It could be the writer's fault, but I doubt that because they're amazing. So could we possibly be going back in time, and then Rose and Bernard would come with the other Losties and just die back in the 60s or 50s or whatever or something? So that's something to think about. Love the show. Love the podcast. That's my theory, and I'm sticking to it. All right, bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Johnny B. from Chicago. I'm a fan of Locke. I'd like to see him get redeemed. I think he will be. But I'd argue that not giving him redemption would not be lazy writing. If you portray him as being such a sad sack all these seasons, but with the possibility that he's someone special, the lazy writer would fulfill that and just lead you to that obvious conclusion. A clever writer would give you that twist like we just had, where possibly he is not anybody special, but because of elaborate plot, he appeared that way to everyone, including all the viewers. I thought that was a clever twist. I wouldn't say it's lazy writing at all. Lazy writing would be going the Weekend at Bernie's route. I kind of think they're going that way too. Judging by the way they dumped his body out onto the beach up from that box, the way they did, kind of thought they would have a little more respect for the dead, especially one that everyone thought was a leader. So they just dumped him there. Now, as ridiculous as that is, and I'm really into the whole mythology. I'm with Jack. I like that movie too. And a season of Weekend at Locks would crack me up. You know, it would ruin the show, but at the end, part of me would really like it. Either way, though, if they don't do that, I don't think that body is coming back to life. I think that body is dead. I think Locke's still going to get his redemption, but I think it's going to be because part of Locke is now embedded into Deadwood Guy. I believe since that person now has Locke's memories, part of Locke is still alive in that guy. And I think I think Locke is going to somehow manage to win whatever conflict is going on between him and Deadwood Guy, perhaps. I don't know, just a thought. So thanks for your show. And a couple seasons ago, some caller ended his call by saying, "You guys are a class act." So I like to repeat that. You guys are a class act. And thanks again. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Well, thank you for those calls.
Well, thank you, Johnny B.
Yes.
Yeah. So he's.
Well, okay. Can I just say something?
What, lazy?
Okay. I think actually Johnny B correctly stated what I was calling lazy writing. The part that I was saying was lazy is if they just dump him there on the beach and then that's the end of John Locke. That is where I was saying it was lazy.
But that's not what you said.
That's
you,
what I was
you basically
saying,
said you'd be upset if it didn't end the way you wanted it.
No.
If you go back and check the tape, that's what you said.
But yeah, and maybe that's why I misled people saying, but the lazy writing, to me, is if that was the end of John Locke. That was kind of that side of the argument.
That could be the end of John Locke. Dead is dead.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is just like having him just pop out there on the floor and that's the end of John Locke. It, to me... That kind of it takes away from a good like if it was like that was the twist that John like in an ep, like John Locke's last episode where it's like his last flashback or whatever and the twist was is that the whole entire time John Locke was you know a sad sack and it was the twist of fate is just he just ends up dying or whatever.
But that's what they've been telling us.
But it's you don't know if that's what they've been telling you.
Okay, on all the flashbacks.
On all, but what about on the island?
Because someone said,
and then even in the flashbacks, they've said that he's special.
Who said he's special?
His mom.
Does your mom say you're special? Does your mom say you're special, Jay?
Doesn't matter.
Everyone's cool mom says they're special.
I have to go back and look at all the Lost. I have to go back and watch.
Hold on a second. Use the mom thing.
Doesn't matter. You can't say that they never said anything.
I'm sure Jeffrey Dahmer's mom said, you know what? You're special.
But what I'm saying is that all of the characters had redemption. You're telling me that Kate blowing up her dad, killing her best friend, you're telling me that they weren't having, you know, sad lives off the island? Jack is an alcoholic.
That was them playing with his head. Saying his dad was still alive. That's why Jack was acting the way he was.
He was starting before that.
Part of the game they
were
playing.
He was starting before the John Locke telling him that. He was going downhill before that.
No, but then remember he was seeing flashes of his dad.
Jack also.
No,
lost.
Hold on. Remember okay. He was. Remember there was that light that he was talking to the nurse and he saw his dad or something. I can't remember the episode. But I remember him seeing his dad.
But that was before he met John Locke. He didn't have the full beard on.
But he was seeing his dad, and his dad was dead.
So?
That was part of the game they were playing.
Whose game?
DWG and uh-huh. Jacob.
So, so it's okay for them to play the games on Jack, but it's not okay for them to play the games on Locke.
I'm saying the reason Jack ended up the way it was because they were messing with his head.
So you can't say the same thing about John Locke?
Yeah. Whatever happens, happens. If Jack turns out and if Jack dies tomorrow, uh-huh. If Jack Shepard gets killed, the first
okay, same thing. I mean, but my point is all the characters have had bad pasts.
Obviously.
Okay.
But they've been telling us what's the one thing that Locke keeps doing. He believes, and what happens? He gets the door slammed in his face. He doesn't learn from his mistakes.
Okay, what happens to Kate?
Kate, they can kill her off. Kill her off.
Okay, what about Jack?
Kill him off.
What about Charlie?
They killed him off, didn't they?
But you didn't like it, did you?
I didn't like it, but I accept. I didn't go, you know what? They killed him off. I'm upset. You know what? That's just lazy writing.
But, okay, but what if...
But
the way they killed him, it was a glorious end to his character.
Yeah.
But what if all of a sudden, just end up, they show, oh, Charlie's dead all of a sudden, a couple weeks after we last, or expected him the last time we saw him.
There was at one point they could have done that and nobody would have cared. Because people started hating Charlie because he didn't know how to play bass guitar.
Uh-huh.
As you pointed out several times, and that started the hate.
That's not what started the hate.
Claire. I think a lot of people wouldn't care. People love Claire in the beginning. You were in love with Claire in the beginning.
I wasn't in love.
In love.
You wasn't in love.
You were walking down the aisle with
Claire. Don't throw the L word out there.
Okay, in lust with Claire. How's that? Walking down the aisle. Walking down the aisle with Claire.
What I was saying is that they didn't give any conclusion. It's not a conclusion. Just him falling out, that's lame. That's not a conclusion. Him falling out of the thing, that's not respectful. That's a lame conclusion.
But what my argument with this show is, they've always taken chances. It's not like every other show on TV. You can't.
Well, they took a chance, but it failed for me.
You can't.
If that's the last of John Locke, they failed for me. They took a chance.
James Carville, can I finish the sentence here?
Okay, go ahead.
Now you threw me off track what I was going to say. It's all right. This show takes chances. Sometimes you're not going to be happy. You think I was happy that Rose and Menard were sitting there 5 miles from Dharma camp, and their argument that they didn't go to Dharmaville was, we retired.
Mm-hmm. But see, that's a logical thing. You just wanted to be because of your crappy theory.
Yeah, but okay. But there, okay, they just could have gone, walked. Oh, here, okay, we don't like working here. We're leaving. That's all they had to say.
Mm-hmm.
They could have tried Dharmaville, tried working there every day, and said, you know what? We're done with this. We're going to retire. And who would have... Horace wouldn't have stopped him.
Uh-huh.
Rosinski wouldn't have stopped him.
Yeah, they would have.
Rosinski wouldn't have stopped him.
Brzezinski? He's the biggest...
Why would he stop Rose
D-word and Menard? On the island.
No. So anyway, it just... To me... What are we even talking about?
John Locke and whether or not it's lazy writing.
The writers have taken a chance from day one. They killed Boone. They killed Shannon. They killed Arts. They killed Arts in a funny way.
Yes.
I mean, how...
Aside from the side characters, here's my point. Aside from the side characters, I think they've ended them well.
I would say, but people were upset when Boone got killed.
Yeah,
there were a lot of girls out there who were upset that Boone got killed. A lot of guys were upset when Shannon got killed.
But he had a good conclusion, and it felt like a conclusion. But the way they showed Locke falling out being dead, it was just like, I know people keep
saying it's a TV show. I can't, but that's life. Sometimes life doesn't work the way you
want. I understand, but I'm saying like as a show.
And Locke's worst part was he never got it. He never got, hey, you know, it's okay to just be the back, be second fiddle.
But here's the thing, though. Like if it's a show and they're trying to, it shouldn't take like arguments at, I mean, it wasn't a satisfying, it was just like you said, oh, he fell out. It's like, oh man, that other guy's John Locke. So it totally diverts you from the fact that he's, and then you go back after, it's like, wait, he's dead now. So, and it's confusing and it's not fitting into a character.
I'm sure these lazy writers, as you put it, have something up their sleeve.
That's what I'm saying. I never said they are lazy. I said, if that's it, they're lazy. I'm saying I don't think that's it. I think there's more to the story.
I would think it'd be lazy writing if John Locke comes back from the dead. Now, unless they've set this up with this whole flash or the explosion, setting it up that they will come back to life and start over again.
Uh-huh.
Now, to me, I don't know how that's going to work. Mm-hmm. You got 17 episodes in order to tell this story and to wrap it up. And now I think if they were going to do that, they should have done that this season.
And I think the other caller was saying, I kind of like it that maybe there is parts of Locke in Esau. Maybe like Locke will fight out Esau and he'll be back.
That could be it. But what about a whole season, like Johnny B said, of Weekend at Locke's?
No, I'll pass.
Huh, Larry? And John going to saying about Rose and Menard, because Jack said it would take 40 or 50 years for the clothing.
Uh-huh.
Now, is Jack an expert at that too?
Well, here's a question. What if it is actually Sun and Jin? Because it's called House of the Rising Sun, that episode.
Well, that's what a lot of people think. Yeah, I mean, you're trying to come across like that's your theory.
No, I'm just joking.
It's been out there 1,000 times.
That was a joke.
I can't believe you're taking credit.
I'm joking.
That's lazy theory.
That was a joke.
That's lazy theory coming up with.
What if it's purgatory?
What if it's just a dream?
Did you know all the numbers add up to 108?
No, I did not know that. But, I, you know, we did say it's Rose and Menard, and we got a lot of emails telling us, no, it can't be Rose and Menard.
I've said too. Rose and Menard have probably been my favorite characters from day one.
But something like
I hope they're dead.
Something like Clothes Degeneration, I think that can be chalked up just a continuity error because they messed up Charlotte Staples Lewis' age.
What do you want to bet we never find out who Adam and Eve are?
They are because Carlton Cuse has said once once you go back to that scene, you'll realize we planned it all from the beginning.
After I'm sure they have planned it all, but will we find out?
Well, wouldn't you think so? If Carlton Cuse said when you after the show's all done, you go back to that scene when they go to Adam and Eve. And who they are. They knew that they planned it from the beginning.
Well, Carlton Cuse also said we'd be log-carrying guys.
And that, he never said that.
He did say it.
Where?
You have to watch the episode again.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah.
And we also had, let's see, I wrote down, is it Mo?
Yeah, Mo. Okay. Hey, Mo.
Hey, Mo. So it's Mo?
Yes, Mo. We've gone over this like 20 times.
You want to say it like you said before? Hey, Mo.
We already said it. That's left in there.
Oh, I thought you cut that out.
No.
Well, that makes for great podcasting. So anyway, he's saying that Locke is going to could come back to life. It could be the whole thing back to the what we were just talking about during Johnny B's thing. So, what do you would you be happy with that? If Locke, you would be happy if Locke came back to life.
No, I just I think there's more to
he's
it.
He's laying on the beach. He's got more. And you saw my sunburn on my head.
I want more than just him falling out of a casket and just his body rolling on the beach. To me, that's lame.
It didn't roll on the beach. It just plopped out of the box.
And it was just like.
Just so they have Terry O'Quinn back.
Well, Terry O'Quinn's going to be back because he's probably going to be embodying that Esau character.
Now, do you agree that next season we're going to see a lot of main characters being killed off?
Not a lot, but there will be main characters killed off.
Yeah, because I don't
think they're going to be like dropping all over, but I think there are going to be a few, maybe three. Maybe I'm going to say three.
Because we're debating about Saeed. You think he's going to be dead. I think he'll be back.
I can't say because it's so random on what's going to happen that it's hard to say. But I will say this is my official guess. Three main characters are going to die.
I'll say four.
All right.
I don't know. I'm just
I'm saying three main characters, like season one main characters.
I'm saying season one main characters.
So four season one main characters.
I say between Kate.
That doesn't count Ben. You know that, right?
I know. Kate.
Or Juliet.
Can I finish?
Okay.
Kate, Saeed, and Sawyer. One of those three will die, if not two of them.
Well, you said four, so.
Well, I'm just saying those three, but I can't think of a fourth one on top of my head.
All right,
well, maybe Jack. But we had a lot of emails about about how Jacob was always letting people choose.
Uh-huh.
And in fact, someone said you got to stop saying that.
Uh-huh.
Well, they said, well, Saeed chose to go back. No, he didn't.
No.
And remember, I just dawned on me, we're doing this whole argument.
He was like boot kicked in the face.
Who brought him to the island? Who's responsible for him being on the island?
Alana.
Alana.
Who was hired by Jacob.
Well, we don't have hired. He said, will you work with me?
Yeah.
So he didn't let everybody choose to come to the island. Yeah. Also, if we believe that 815 was brought to that island like the Black Rock,
uh-huh.
They didn't choose to come there either. The plane flew over, Desmond got all messed up and didn't press the button. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe, do you think Kelvin might have been Esau, DWG, or Jacob?
Possibly to lure him out to make sure he wouldn't be able to push the button. I say that's a very good theory.
So, because he was there with Saeed.
Yep.
And we're always wondering how these guys got, how the crossover thing.
That's good. That just
came to me.
That's good.
So, is Kelvin...
Jacob or Esau? Are you saying Esau?
I'm saying he's probably DWG.
Okay.
No, it'd have to be, unless it's part of the, whoever the game was, whatever they were trying to do to control the game at that point.
Uh-huh.
Kelvin was not Kelvin.
No.
He was either Esau or Jacob. Right, he's one of the two.
Okay.
We shouldn't call him Esau, because I don't think it's going to turn out to be Esau.
Okay.
It's DWG right now. So I think that's what's going on.
I'm saying for a name for him right now.
Now, what if, because originally the Jack Shepard was supposed to die in the pilot, right?
Yes.
And it was supposed to be played by
Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton, but Michael Keaton decided not to do it. What if Jack Shepard actually died in the pilot and his body was taken over by either Jacob or DWG? What if he died? What if that's the whole twist, that he's been dead the whole time?
No.
What do you think? He's been dead the whole time.
No. When did he die?
He died in the plane crash. Remember, he was off by himself? Maybe the smoke when the plane crashed, the smoke monster came in and dragged him into the bamboo like that.
All right, I'll take that.
What do you think?
All right, I'll take it.
Just throwing it out there.
Okay, that's a possibility.
Just throwing it out there.
All right, okay.
I like it.
All right, okay.
Okay.
All right. So first, let's get into a quick commercial break, and we'll come back for emails.
Got it.
All right. Here we go. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider in spoken word entertainment. Audible's over 35,000 titles to choose from to be downloaded and played back anywhere, just like Jack's ugly face. Log on to audiblepodcast.com/lost to get a free audiobook download of your choice when you sign up today. Again, go to audiblepodcast.com/lost for your free audiobook.
Can you really download my ugly face?
Yeah, you can do that on the vidcast.
Cool.
All right, let's get back into the emails. All right, Jack, you got some emails over there?
Yeah, email. I think I'll go first.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
I don't mind.
All right. This one's pretty
if
much
if you must, you must.
All right, this one's entitled, Jay is dead wrong.
Okay.
I can't believe I'm about to say this, but Jack is right. And Jay is dead wrong. Locke is dead. His character arc is complete. Jay, you attempted to prove your point that Locke can be dead because he hasn't had his redemption yet. However you look, a huge fact. Locke has already had his redemption. What has Locke's greatest conflict or opposition in the show? Who has it been, Jay?
Jack.
Jack Shepard. Well, you're correct there. Are you reading this?
I'm reading it right now. Not really. Keep going.
Mana science versus mana faith. Locke's greatest challenge has been trying to get Jack to believe in faith, and after 5 seasons, Locke finally accomplished this, even though it took his death to do it. Locke finally got Jack to believe in his destiny and fate and purpose. That was the mission. That was his redemption. That was his purpose, and now it's complete. Locke is dead. If you're expecting zombie Locke to resurrect, hurling knives... Stop. Hurling knives in people's backs and blaze of glory, you're mistaken. And calling the writers lazy just because they're not doing something you don't like makes you a lazy commentator. Was Shakespeare a lazy writer? Because certainly he killed his characters tragically, sometimes before they want. The writers of Lost are knowledgeable. If you break down the entire series of Lost, seasons 1 and 2, in the first act, and seasons 3, 4, 5 in the second act, major characters always die in the second act. Yoda died in Empire Strikes Back. George McFly died in Back to the Future 2. Locke died in season 5, second act. That is the art of storytelling. And finally, Locke is a pawn whose whole purpose was to use the order to allow important players to get back the attack position. And then that's exactly what happened. Esau is ready. Jack is ready. The war is about to begin. J. Smith.
Okay. It's like I said, I'm saying it's lazy. It would be lazy if that was it. It just falls on the floor and that's it.
You know, after that comment, we're never going to be able to interview Damon and Carlton.
Yeah, right.
You've trashed us.
They don't listen to this show.
You've trashed us for life. They don't listen to you.
Oh, and I've met Damon Lindelof. He's a cool guy. He didn't mind so much. Yeah, all right, here's my email. You. Hey, guys, I was listening to the last podcast. I wanted to weigh in on the whole Jacob DWG, who's good, who's bad debate. Jack keeps pointing out that anyone who brings people to the island against their will cannot be the good guy. I'm afraid I have to disagree on this point. I think we need to look at the relationship between Jacob and Esau on a much larger scale than we have been. I believe ultimately we'll find out that there's really is the most cosmic of conflicts. Black versus white, good versus the devil, good versus evil. I mean, sorry, God versus the devil. What we could have been witnessing between the two is an ongoing contest. DWG, Deadwood guy, is of the opinion that people are bad. They will always war and hurt each other, as that is their nature, and nothing will change that. Jacob, on the other hand, may believe that man is more than that, and that eventually they can come over to their basic instincts and evolve. The way they determine that is by bringing people to the island, observing how they react to various scenarios, and test things on the island. Sure, maybe Jacob brings them. They are against their will, but maybe not. If it is against their will, Jacob probably looks at it no differently than our government drafting them in to fight wars overseas. It's a necessary evil for the betterment of all. That's all I got for now. As always, love the podcast and keep the great work. And January's a long time away, so don't even think about stopping this podcast anytime soon. I can't have Lost Talk. Can't not have Lost Talk for that long. Thanks, guys. Mike and Boston. All right.
So what do you think? Have you changed your decision? Because a lot of people are thinking that we're wrong.
That Jacob's bad?
Now, a lot of people agree with us.
Uh-huh.
It's not just us. A lot of people are going back and forth in the message boards. I still say I think they might be both bad guys. Mm-hmm. I don't think either one is going to... It could be a twist. It could be going on. But I still think that anyone that brings me somewhere against my will, even though people are saying, oh, he didn't do this. He did. He brought people there against their will. He brought the Black Rock there. You know, I heard one podcast say that they said they both brought it back. Is that how you heard it?
No, I don't think they both brought it back, because Esau, or as DWG as you like to call him, he said, "Oh, you brought them here, didn't you?"
Yeah, and he goes,
yes, but
I did.
And even saying like that, Jacob's on the God side of the. I mean, God gave humans free will, you know, as it said.
That's why we have,
yeah,
killers and other things going on.
Mm-hmm. You have the choice. You make the choices in right. life, and. Jacob seems to kind of play with that. He's like, "Oh, it has to be your choice, but if you choose wrong, I'm going to force you to come anyway."
now he didn't.
For an example, Saeed.
Now that's the one sticking point we keep going on. People keep saying, "Well, you know, he saves. That's what he's a good guy because he saved Saeed." And then people are saying, "Well, you know, Saeed didn't have to listen to him. He could have kept walking. Well, if he kept walking, they'd both be dead." And they're saying, "Well, that he saved Saeed." Not even supposed to die anyway.
What if they were walking and she wouldn't have turned around to go talk to Saeed if she was right there with them? Saeed would have been able to see the car and they could have jumped out of the way.
Oh, I agree.
The reason why she didn't see the car is because she was turning around to look at Saeed, who was on the sidewalk.
I think one thing everyone agrees.
Took her attention away from the car.
Exactly. I think one thing, I haven't heard anyone, or I can't remember.
Uh-huh.
No one disagrees that this is not a game
uh-huh.
going on between these two guys.
Yeah, totally.
At this and the game board is the island.
Mm.
So I think we all agree on that.
Yes.
All right. This one says rewatching season 2 from Carrie, not from Carrie.
Yes,
but from gotcha. Carrie. Got it.
Yep. I got it.
Hey Jay and Jack, my husband and I are rewatching all episodes of Lost to get ready for season 6. Today we watched The Hunting Party, which is also your podcast starts on your website. Is that our first podcast we did?
No, that's the first podcast on. The AAC feed, the JaneJack.com. The first podcast we ever did was on the first episode of the second season.
And that was just gold.
On JaneJack.blogspot.com is the original feed and original website. And you can go down to our first show, October 1st, 2005.
Why would you send people to that website?
Just to see if you really want to hear the old stuff.
Okay. I say pass. So this evening while exercising, I listened to your podcast for that episode. And I have to say, you guys really know what you're talking about. Jay mentioned that he thinks the reason they can't have children on the island is because a nuclear bomb had gone off, which is most likely what happened at the end of the incident. So
look
Jay,
at that.
So Jay,
do I get to go and tote around? Hey, I was right.
Because I searched, like I said, high and low for an email defending you on the whole John Locke thing.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't find it, so I found this one. I said, okay. He did say something right in the 4 years we've done the podcast.
I've said a lot of things right. And the thing is, I don't like go around jibber jabbing about the one theory I got right. And that makes you some, you know, messiahical podcaster.
Also, you guys received an email saying that one of the records Charlie was holding was called Amnesia. And the album was released in 1977. Coincidence? I think not. I threw that in there. Just thought you guys might like to know that. Keep up the great work, Carrie. Now that I thought that I forgot all about you said that. I didn't know because I just don't listen to you. So
all right, I got this one right here. Hey guys, I love the show. Just wanted to say I heard the last show, and it seems that Jay was hating on Jack about his arguments. I gotta say, Jack, your arguments make sense to me. Jay needs to stop hating on you.
Really?
However, I do love the debate and banter. That's why I tune in. Here's what I think. I'm actually surprised that nobody else has said anything close to what I think. When I watched the season ender, I had this feeling. I think Locke is dead. Dead is dead. I agree with what Jack said. However, I do believe it is not all in vain, and there's actually a purpose behind what we saw. The feeling I get is that Jacob has been putting people on the island, actually setting things up like a chess match, because he has anticipated what DWG was going to do. Jacob needed Locke to come to the island and do the things he did, because Jacob actually wanted things to play out this way, and make his brother, DWG, or whatever Esau DWG is, think his plan was going according to plan. I think Locke's death is actually Jacob's master plan to make Deadwood Guy think he has succeeded. I do not know how. I believe the writers will tell this story next season. I don't agree with you guys' theory that Jacob is bad. I think he's a good guy. I think Jacob's master plan will reveal itself in the next season and play out as Lost's story comes to an end this next season. I even go so far to think that Locke's death is so important to Jacob's plan and saving the island that Locke will be even proud that he had to sacrifice himself for the greater good and in the end save the island. He was willing to die already.
Now, would that make you happy that Locke died, that Locke's death ended up saving the island? as that email states. Would that keep sure. you from saying the writers are lazy?
Yeah, totes my goats.
So you're okay with that?
Yeah.
So if Jacob turns out to be, I don't think that's Jacob that died.
Uh huh.
I was thinking that Richard is Jacob.
Uh huh.
Somehow that's why he didn't go into the foot, the statue. Am I boring you over there? You're yawning.
No, no.
Okay, I want to bore you at all. Because if you're yawning, who else out there is like going, oh, God, you shut up.
I'm yawning. I'm a yawner. I'm sorry.
I can't take it anymore. Just, God, shut up. I'm sick of hearing about John Locke. Bed is dead. All right, this one's entitled, How to Win an Argument Against the Locke Flockers. Hey, Jack, it seems like everyone's getting on you about being a devout, not being a devout Locke follower.
Devout.
Locke clan. What did I say, devout?
Yes.
I'm sorry, devout Locke follower and a Locke clan. So I thought I'd give you a couple of arguments to use against with discussing Jay.
Okay.
Argument. This I'll just read the one.
Okay.
This is the simplest. Jay and Locke Flock have been saying that Locke doesn't get his redemption, that they're going to be upset. If Locke is such a good person with the right idea of leadership and qualities, then what does he need with redemption? Mm-hmm. So if he's such a good guy, why does he need redemption? It's because he's selfish and has overinflated the sense of his own importance. If he's so great, then why does he need to be redeemed?
He's not great.
You just said that they've been building up to this great person.
Building up. It doesn't mean he's great now. But now you're building up.
Now you're changing it.
No, I'm saying it's the evolution of his character. I believe you're not born a leader. You are grown into it, or you become a leader through experiences.
I agree with that, and his experiences show that he does not have the qualities to be the qualifications to be a leader.
We'll see. I'm gonna be vindicated.
Okay. What does he have the judging by his backstory and how he's been fooled by every? And he's been how many times has he been fooled by Ben? Is he a leader? Would you follow him? This guy that makes the same mistake over and over and over again.
No, would I follow him? No, of course not.
Then why are you a Locke follower?
Because it's not over yet, and I have faith.
The guy's like 90.
Listen, man of science. I have faith that it'll turn out right. But
no, that's the difference. I'm both.
You can't be both.
You have to have both to be a great leader. That's the problem.
All right.
That's the whole problem with the show.
Oh, I agree. I agree. You have to have a bit of both. But I'm just saying. You're like all science.
And you have to have a little CS, too.
You have
a little common sense.
Kind of like when, you know, you don't take out a water jug from a water cooler when it still has water in it.
What are you talking about?
And then when the water is pouring out on the floor, you just stand there staring at it pouring out on the floor instead of putting it back over
the kids were laughing.
Water cooler.
Were the kids having a good time? The kids were laughing. It was for the children. I did it for the children.
Sure. All right. Is it my turn? I think I have the next email.
Yes.
All right.
It's all for the children.
Is Ben really that loser-ish? Hey, Jay and Jack. So I was getting really confused at the end of this season's finale when Jacob saying to Ben, what about you? Ben's whole character arc of the entire show has had him be this intensely conniving man with a huge role to play in the grand scheme of things on the island. Then this season, they broke him down into being a complete pawn. It confused me why they wasted so much time building him up only to quickly tear his character down. But then, why was Ben so adamantly telling Jack to bring Locke's body back to the island? He clearly knew that there was some sort of significance for Locke's body being on the island. My thoughts are that Ben is working for the man in the black, Esau, anti-Jacob, whatever. However, the emotions that he displayed while talking to Jacob in the finale scene seem to be true. I haven't quite worked out of what he thought or what he's working for Jacob in bringing his body back, or if he truly is a double agent. Either way, I think Ben knows something that we don't know, and he still has his evil manners intact. Let me know what you think. Montan's arm.
Montan's arm. I like it. But
well,
you know,
to me, this proves that not only is Locke was kind of lamely torn down, Jack's been, I mean, they've all been torn down to their lowest point, and they're all going to
again,
be redeemed.
That's why I say it's so important when people keep saying, I hate the backstory part. What was Ben's backstory? Pretty crummy childhood. He wasn't very strong. He was beaten down by his dad.
Uh-huh.
In fact, he was probably abused by his dad.
Uh-huh.
Was he the leader that because you watch that and you go, well, how's Ben such a good leader on the island? He was a leader because he knew what was happening. Mm-hmm. He knew what was going on. When he didn't know what was going on,
he was as good as Locke.
Right. He wasn't that great of a leader.
Yeah.
He's a great leader when he knew what was going to happen.
Well, knowledge is power.
It's like
right?
When he sent all those guys over, Tom and everyone else over to the island, and it was Saeed, Jin, and
waiting for them
Bernie,
and blew them up. Yeah,
who won?
The Losties.
The Losties won.
Yeah,
Ben screwed up.
Yeah,
and Ben was screwing up, and I think that's when Richard realized that hey, Ben, this guy doesn't know. He's not.
Well, I think he knew when he tried to get Locke to take over when Ben was kind of focusing too much on this pregnancy.
And now that, maybe that's why Richard, the reason he doesn't age is because he's one of these two guys.
Uh-huh.
Maybe he's DWG or he's part of, he's in.
Well, since Richard was working on
and that's another Digger's behalf. And that's another character that they've had, they maybe they have to change because remember he was on Kane.
Uh-huh.
And he was off Lost. And uh-huh. when Kane got canceled, he was able to come back. So
yeah.
That's another one of those things we were talking in the beginning. How did the story change? Because
yeah,
mm-hmm. it'd be cool to know. This last email is entitled "The Guitar Case" from Jammy Jam. I just like that name.
Okay,
I admit this is a crazy crackpot hypothesis. Not a theory until it's been tested and holds up.
Uh huh.
But season six will be. Oh, I can't read that. Season six will be a season that upsets us. Let's just put it that way.
It has Wait, is this a spoiler?
No, it has another word in there.
Oh, okay. All right.
I don't want to use that word. It's not a bad word.
Okay, all right. Fair enough. You know. I was just like, season six will give you all the answers. I didn't know you had an email with all the answers over there.
Well, I do.
Okay.
It has Jammy Jam has all the answers. At first, we'll see the crash
okay.
on the island like before in season one with one or two changes. Like the flashes, remember, few things, but not overtly.
Uh-huh.
It will be more of a deja vu than I know what will happen next. And Ben is the... Is another.
Okay.
Or Henry at first.
Uh-huh.
Remember because he was Henry Gill at first?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
And what was Henry Gill in?
The balloon.
Okay, I'm just...
That was sponsored by... Charles Widmore.
Yep. No, we still get emails on that.
I think there was also Chicken Klux or the chicken place that really worked out. Mr. Klux?
Mr. Klux. You better be right about that.
I'm pretty sure.
I don't have 50 emails saying.
I mean, this was what two in season two when we saw the balloons.
So. But no, but it blew up. The chicken shack blew up.
Yeah.
Have a cluckety cluck cluck day. Well, that was Jen that said that, right?
Yeah.
And remember, Jen speaks English. Oh, don't
have a cluckety cluck cluck day.
But when Locke shows Charlie the guitar case,
uh huh.
I mean, when Locke shows Charlie the guitar, he will open it up, the one that Hurley brought back with him, and it will be a guitar. Will not be a guitar in the case. It will be some kind of game changer that will show somehow what they need to do. If this does not happen, I think it will be. If it does not happen, I think it will stink. Anyway, it popped into my. I changed the word again.
Okay.
It popped into my head and I've heard no one else talk about this. So basically, what he's saying is the guitar case, which we think is going to be important.
Mm-hmm.
So now, would you be happy with it? The island? They show up at the crash because a lot of people think this is what's going to happen, that they're going to crash again.
I don't think it's
going to... And that they'll remember what's going on. Again, I say the only problem with that is they couldn't have Walt. Now Charlie's going to look at the case, and he's going to look at the guitar, and he's going to open it up, and it's going to have something in there that they need to do
uh-huh.
to finish the job from the start. Would you be happy with that?
No.
You wouldn't be happy with that?
I don't know. It depends how they do it. I really can't even like think on that dimensional plane.
That is one dimension. That is one direction they could take the show. That the plane could land... I hope it doesn't land in L.A.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people think that's what's going to happen. If it lands in L.A., I don't see how this works.
Yeah.
Because I think you're taking the whole island out of the whole equation. Mm-hmm. There's no way they can come back to the island again.
Yeah.
I mean, a third time, we got to get back to the island. We got to go back, Kate, again. That just wouldn't work for me.
Okay.
All right. Now, if we do come back in season six and the whole thing starts over again, but they remember what happens, you wouldn't be okay with that?
We'll get to that one. I can't even think on that level. Right? I really can't.
This
think
is what I hope.
If happened. I'd be happy or not, because how can you really? I have to wait to see what they did on that. Quite honestly, to say, I'm not gonna be happy or not happy.
Well, I think it's crazy. But what I hope happens is that they flash back to the scene where Richard and Alan are out there, and that's what happens. And he says they're coming. Before they say they're coming.
Uh huh.
And I hope that's where we come back to. And the whole final season is who finally gains control of that island. Now, of course, I'm wrong 99.9% of the time.
Yes, but remember. Just remember that.
But I agree with Jammy Jam.
All right, well,
I think the guitar case is important.
Oh, I agree. Let's get into Lost Tweetback, Jack. Okay. What do you say?
Do it.
All right, it's last tweet back time.
Last tweet back.
And we got some tweets to get into here.
Now, how can they follow us on Twitter?
They can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/JayandJack.
And I'm under Crackpot Jack.
And I, personal one, is under Luke Venk. So L-U-K-E-V-E-N-K.
Crackpot Jack.
But most importantly, at Jay and Jack, to get your latest updates on what Jack and I are doing in the new media world.
Which is nothing.
All right, so here we go. The first one up here is from Pete Fiction. Opening for season 6, it will seem like they changed the past, but we will see is the actual plane crash from season 1.
Okay, that's what Jammy Jam was saying.
What? That? No, no, no. Like, what we actually see is like season 1, like a season 1 flashback.
Oh, so that's...
It'll be like a trick.
Oh, so they're fooling us.
Yes. Like a trick.
That's lazy.
Moilani. Jacob brought Aaron back to life in Claire's womb. He wasn't moving after the crash.
Ah.
Remember that? She's like, I haven't felt him in 2 days, or whatever she said.
That was a weak, that was a lazy Claire impression. I think you could do better than that.
That's... I haven't felt a baby in 3 days.
There you go. See, I think if you still had a crush on her,
uh-huh,
you'd do a better job.
Isa Genius. Everything will start over at season 1, only they will answer the questions as they go instead of all the mysteries.
Okay. So it keeps our job easy.
Yeah.
Well, it's season 1, and you saw what we'll do a recap, and that's what happened. And my crackpot theory is next week we'll get another answer.
This is from Steven6180. DWG will pretend to be Jacob.
Ah.
He'll come out as, like, Jacob and go, hey, it's me, Jacob.
What's Ben going to say after all this? I've been asking this question a lot going,
I don't know.
Will he say, like Locke said after season 2 when the Swan Station was going, I made a mistake. Will he say that?
I don't know. We'll see.
Even after season 2, Locke still didn't get it.
T-Glass 1976. Theory. The 77ers reunite with the Locks, and Hurley begins talking to dead Jacob. Miles gets jealous of Hurley's superior powers.
I think Miles is a dead man.
I like Miles.
I think Miles is dead man walking.
We'll have to see. All right, the last scene of Lost will be Hurley watching as Mr. Rourke and Tattoo walk out of the jungle and hand him an invoice.
That would be a quite a twist because neither one is alive.
Tara Saloom. Could the last image of season 6 be Jack's eye closing?
Oh, I've heard that before. That'd be all right. That's how it ends.
Yep. Last image of season 6.
I don't know.
Switch Costa Reese. Perhaps missing parts and orientation vids deleted because they showed our losses in them.
Ah, now that's a great theory.
Yeah.
Never thought about that. Now they're deleted because the writers never wanted to show us, or because Dharma didn't want them to see it.
Dharma didn't want them to see it, maybe.
Because they knew that eventually they knew what was going to happen.
Yeah, maybe.
That is a great theory.
Great theory. M Wood 919. Maybe they're from Raleigh.
Sounds like it.
In the greater
Raleigh area.
In season 1, Charlie is hanging from a tree. Jack saves him. He later says he should be dead. Was this the beginning of his death aversion?
I think so.
And
that was a scene now, Charlie's death. We were all crying.
Oh, yeah. That was terrible. Like, you can't kill Charlie.
No, you can't kill Charlie.
Let's see. And last but not least, Tuxedo Pants. Jacob will be back. There's no way it was that easy to kill a mythical immortal dude that never ages.
I agree. I think that was not Jacob that Ben killed.
Exactly. So that was our tweet back. Once again, you can add your tweet back or just follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/JayandJack.
Or follow me at CrackpotJack.
Or follow me at Luke Vank.
But he'll never answer your tweets.
Or, more importantly, follow us at Jay and Jack. Also, we've talked about our tweet cast, and we have an official date for the tweet cast.
An official date.
It is going to be July 1st at 9 p.m.
That is a Wednesday night.
Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So the normal time, there would be a Lost episode.
Right.
We are doing a live tweet cast, and we are using Ustream and Twitter to do this. And what we are doing and what we are planning is our top 5 favorite and top 5 least favorite moments from season 5.
Now, can I put my top 5 as one thing?
What do you mean one thing?
I can say Locke laying on the beach.
No, it has to be different events.
Wow. Okay.
Five different moments from season five that you loved and you hated.
Okay.
All right. And also, you'll be able to get involved in this as well on Twitter. Just follow us on twitter.com/JayandJack. And you can watch it live on Ustream on Wednesday, July 1st.
You can ask us questions.
9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 6 p.m. on the West Coast.
Just to let you know, any hard questions will not be answered.
So it should be a lot of fun. And
it's just something we're trying, goofing around with.
And for those that can't be there live on the 1st, it will be posted to the feed on Thursday, July 9th.
All right, speaking of people who could not be there, people who were not at the Autism Speaks 25-hour podcast, where is the Jorge Garcia interview?
We will actually put the Jorge Garcia interview on newdia.tv.
Okay.
Once we get to that. All right, so Jack, what do you say we close with the show?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Seems to me I had something else to say, but okay. I can't remember.
You were wrong about Locke?
No.
Okay. All right, here we go. All right, guys, that is our show for this Thursday.
You know, it could turn out we were both right about Locke. You never know.
Guys, if it's called, give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Calling time!
Once again, it's 206-309-0311. Calling time with your last questions, comments, and or
theories.
Also, you can send us an email at lastpodcast@gmail.com. lastpodcast@gmail.com.
And I'm probably about 175 more to go. I was Twittering the other day. Gmail, because someone said, why don't you stop Twittering and go answer your emails? And I said, well, I can't because Gmail wasn't working.
Uh-huh.
I showed you.
Yeah, it wasn't working.
And people were saying, well, it's working for me. It wasn't working for me. I could not get it to answer me. And there are some that I have replied. I don't know why this is doing this. I've replied to them like 5-6 times. It shows no record of me sending
Maybe
it out.
Maybe Gmail knows you're cheating on it with Twitter.
You think so?
Possibly.
I apologize.
But
I am getting to them. It just... it's getting there.
And remember, our upcoming podcast, we're doing the live first ever Tweetcast, Lost Tweetcast, and that will be July 1st, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can watch it on Ustream, but you can be involved anywhere in the world as long as you have Twitter on your phone or on your computer or whatever.
It is amazing, because look what's going on with the whole Iran thing.
Uh-huh.
It's just incredible.
Well, it's amazing that the government there is stifling the press or whatever, but they're using Twitter to get it out there.
They're acting like Jacob.
Yeah,
no, I'm just kidding.
I don't know.
I'm just running.
So I mean, it's an amazing tool.
Yeah. So
it's funny, like when you tell people they don't, it's just like that's stupid.
What, Twitter?
People that don't know, she's like, it's stupid.
I'll be honest, I was one of those.
Uh huh.
And I said, I don't want. And you talked me into doing. It's actually gonna be a rant. Uh-huh. I'm thinking about doing some rants this week, if I have time. And that's going to be my rant, Twitter. And I've gotten hooked.
Yes,
I'm like addicted to Twitter.
So that is going to be July 1st, live on Ustream and over Twitter at twitter.com/JayandJack on July 1st, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Now, hold on.
For those that are subscribed to the feed, that will be posted on the feed July 9th.
Now, what if they're doing some kind of maintenance thing they do every now and then? What if it happens to be at Wednesday at 9 o'clock Eastern time?
Usually it's like 12 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So okay. I think we'll be okay. If it happens, we'll change it. But as of now,
that is
the date.
They did in the afternoon.
Yeah. Well, I know they've been trying to push them back to let the whole Iranian thing go.
Right.
And be available. Also, the next podcast that we'll do after that, after the one that will be posted on the 9th, is a live podcast from Comic-Con. Not live as it'll be streamed live, but people there can come record with us live at Comic-Con on Thursday, July 23rd. We'll give the specific location as we get closer to it and the specific time. So we're going to
post on Twitter.
We'll wait till the full schedule comes out so we can make sure we're not going to be during like one of the more popular panels.
Right.
But
we'll do it during the Heroes panel. I'm just kidding. I'm joking. They're not even doing one.
Yeah. Sad kind
of. It was just a joke. I know you Heroes people get upset.
But that'll be on July 23rd, and that we posted on the Lost Podcast feed on the 23rd. Also, the Married Man Show has returned.
Yeah, for you people that want the warm taffy. And I've had people say, hey, why don't you talk warm taffy into doing Twitter? He'd be like Lindsay Lohan. Except he'd be taking photos of things you do not want to see.
And that is going to be able to be found at the Married Man Show. Just search on iTunes for the Married Man Show. Or go on to, or if you want the specific feed, it's feeds2.feedburner.com/ Married Man Podcast, or you can go to marriedmanpodcast.blogspot.com for that specific website. And if you want to send in your relationship questions or asking for advice on things like of that nature, you can send those to marriedmanpodcast@gmail.com.
Now, we don't have a phone number now, do we?
No, we don't.
But there's also...
But we're starting up a Twitter.
Right. A Married Man Show, right?
Yes, it's twitter.com/marriedmanshow to send in your questions and relationship advice for The Married Man Show.
Right.
Which is available on iTunes or anywhere, any type of podcasting catching service. Just search for Jay and Jack or The Married Man Show, you'll be able to find it. Also, the Jay and Jack Show will be going as well during the summer, kind of in the off weeks of when there's no Lost Podcast, there will be a Jay and Jack Show.
We did one a couple weeks ago.
With Patrick Labrateau, and we have a lot more of those in the can. So, that is what we are doing. That's our plan. A lot of podcasts.
Our plan is to probably do as much information we can until Lost begins, two podcasts about Lost a month.
About two Lost podcasts a month, about two Jay and Jack shows a month, and about two Married Man shows.
Right, because Warm Taffy, he's built up. He's been bugging us for about a month now.
So there's going to be plenty of podcasting material, and if you want to keep up to date on what's being posted, when, where, and why, you can do that on twitter.com/Jay and Jack.
Right.
All right, so that is that.
Oh, and the best thing is the bathroom is finished.
And it looks great. Good job. You should take a picture of that and post it on TweetPic.
Should I? Well, how do I do the whole tweet? You're going to have to show me how to do this tweet pick thing.
You're going to have to ask Colleen. I don't know how to do it. She does it, though.
I'm trying to figure out how to make my avatar green.
Uh-huh.
But no one's helped me yet.
We'll figure it out. But anyway,
green for Iran.
Yes,
so
exactly.
I'm supporting them.
So we'll see you guys July 1st live. And if you want more updates on that, follow us on Twitter. And for those that just can't make it there live, we'll be able to hear us on July 9th. All right.
That's cool.
So, hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.